This is Film for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
What is Breathe In about? I guess it's about a man who's going through a midlife crisis. That'd be Guy Pearce, and Felicity Jones plays the siren or vixen, femme fatale role. She plays but it's a little more complicated, and the film does a good job of not moralizing too much. You wonder how come movies always portray the destructive power of lust. Maybe it's because lust is a destructive emotion, or maybe it's because the Victorian era sort of sensibility of sin has permeated our culture, at least when it involves two British people. So what happens here is Felicity Jones shows up from England happening to be an amazing musician herself, but we don't know that until later. And Guy Pearce is wanting to try out for the symphony, but his wife and him spend time going to parties with people who are awful. But there's a shout out to Kyle MacLachlan from Twin Peaks and Portlandia, as he plays the friend who's like, hey, that your daughter's friend's pretty hot role. Anyway, they make a big point of saying that she just turned 18 in the movie, which you may as well flash on the screen, barely legal, which would actually have been more interesting if they did stuff like that. Nothing really that interesting happens. They kind of kiss. Spoiler alert, they play a lot of music and stare at each other like, man, if I could get down with that person. But it's not that sexy. There's some good performances here. The daughter is great. There's Amy Ryan's great as the mom, who's trying to crush the dreams of her husband by forcing him to live in a big house and not be spontaneous and not play music in the city. Although even she breaks out ice cream when he does get the part in the symphony. So what's interesting is at the end it plays like an after school special. Spoiler alert. But guess what? The midlife crisis between the man in his late 40s who wants to hook up and run away with his teenage daughter's bunkmate, who had just turned 18, it doesn't always go well for him. So they meet and they make plans to meet in the cities. But of course, this leads to his teenage daughter getting into a massive car crash and getting a head injury. But she's fine in the end anyway. But basically, the moral here is if you want to have a midlife crisis and run away with a foreign exchange student, it might cost your daughter her life. So think twice.